Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I've got my gloves on. I've got my scarf on per the president's recommendation. And I have been asked by the guys to help determine the draft order for the Brady weapons draft on the midday show. So let's do this. Number one pick in the draft is Andy Hart, ladies and gentlemen, with the number two pick in the draft. We've got Rich Keefe. It's upside down. Which means, finally, my pal Dale Arnold.
Former pal.
Pale Dale Arnold.
Pale Dale Arnold, new nickname.
Former pal. I thought we were friends.
Well, I guess not.
So you thought she was going to fix it for you,
although
Dale?
Although third pick, not bad, Dale.
It's actually a good pick.
You got third and fourth.
No, I know, because I get three and four.
The old snake draft.
We'll give you the rules in a second. Brady Week on WEEI to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation's Restaurant Strong Fund is brought to you by Samuel Adams, celebrating Brady's 20 years in New England. To support those in the service industry who have been financially burdened by COVID-19, visit restaurantstrong.org. By the way, Jim Cook from Samuel Adams called into the Greg Hill Show this morning and donated $2 million.
Incredible.
Wow. That's awesome.
His nationwide campaign for that. All right, let's go through the rules here, Rich.
So what we're going to do is we are drafting skill position players for Tom Brady with the Patriots. So a minimum of one running back, two receivers, and a tight end, and then a flex. So you can go three wideouts, you can go two running backs, you can go two tight ends.
This PPR?
This is, so I guess my question for you guys would be, this is only based on their time with Tom Brady?
Yes.
Okay. So, for example, like if you drafted Torrey Holt, you're not getting Rams Torrey Holt. You're getting this Torrey Holt. Does that make sense? Or am I?
Yes.
Am I
no. It's
okay.
My understanding was it was his time with the Patriots.
Right. For example, like Jermaine Wiggins, you're basing it off of the great 01 postseason that he had and the regular season that he had, and not that all the catches he had with Minnesota. It's basically for Brady.
And this is fantasy football style?
Yeah, so...
So, like, if I drafted, say, Corey Dillon...
Yes.
I don't need to draft a fullback because I want to be a power running team.
No, and I think what we'll pose to the audience on Twitter, at Dale Keefe WEEI, is which of the three offenses, all with Brady, of course, would score the most points?
Yep.
Who do you think would score the most? Simple as that. Who would score the most points? Any other further explanation? I think that's probably good.
I think that's all of it. And that means...
Andy Hart is on the clock.
Oh, no!
Should I take all my time?
How much time do we have between picks, John?
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
If I don't use all 30 in the first pick, can I save it for later?
No.
Add it on? Just lose your pick.
Okay. It doesn't roll over.
This is very simple for me because I get to pick with my head, my heart, everything in between. There is a clear number one overall pick in my mind. His name is Rob Gronkowski, tight end.
Rob Gronkowski played 10 years with Tom Brady and is a rising star in the WWE.
Is that the second part right? Is that he's a rising star?
Yes, WWE? He's hosting WrestleMania. It's the biggest event in sports entertainment.
He's not even wrestling.
All right, Rich Keefe is on the clock.
Sorry, Rich Keefe is on the clock.
I don't need any time for this one. I had a feeling Hart might go with Rob Gronkowski, so I'm going with one of the greatest wide receivers in the history of the NFL and had, with Tom Brady in 07, the best single season for a wide receiver, and that'd be none other than Randy Moss.
Randy Moss set the NFL record for receiving touchdowns in a season as a Patriot in 2007 and drew defenders away from Wiggy as a member of the Vikings.
That's definitely both true.
That was the most predictable pick, I think, ever.
Oh, my God. Love Randy Moss. If Ty Law's not my favorite player, it's Randy Moss. So I am so excited to have Randy Moss. So now, with two picks coming up.
Dale Arnold is on the clock.
Well, we seem to be concentrating on some sort of receivers so far with a tight end and a wide receiver. And I'm going to do the same thing, too. With my first of two consecutive picks, I'm going to go with Wes Welker.
Wes Welker spent six seasons in New England, is the franchise's all-time leader in receptions, and loves feet.
See, that's an interesting selection.
That is.
And maybe when we get done here, we can kind of debate some certain
things.
Yeah,
we'll go through
them. There's
an
interesting question there that I think Dale answered for himself.
Yes.
But
yes,
others
yes.
might answer differently.
Absolutely.
That guy from the town is on the clock.
He's in the town.
All right, because I did have consecutive picks here, and again, I think I've stayed away from the running back position so far, and I'm going to do it again. I'm not even going to give you the disclaimer. You already know. My pick is Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez, next pick.
Okay, Dale. Welker Hernandez. And as we know, those guys get along really well.
My locker room's just going to be a mess.
Yeah, you better get a clubhouse guy on the way back.
Yeah.
Hashtag Dorks Rich Keefe is on the clock.
Honestly, I'm surprised he has fallen this far. He is not
as
good.
I've never heard that at a draft before.
So much value here. I love this pick in the second round. Maybe not the regular seasons that Wes Welker had, but he made up for it in the playoffs. One of the great playoff performers of all time. That would be wide receiver Julian Edelman.
Julian Bubs Edelman has won three Super Bowls with the Patriots and is a regular guest on the Greg Hill Show.
There you go. Pretty good. And he had one of the craziest catches you will ever see in any game.
Andy Fart, Hart, is on the clock.
Kind of disrespectful BS
voice guy. The voice guy is having a day.
I feel like he read a script or something.
Make your pick, Andy.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
So Dale avoided a certain position. I am going to take that position because I think there's a massive drop-off from the number one running back that Tom Brady ever had to work with to the next involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to go with the franchise record holder in rushing, Corey Dillon, running back.
Corey Dillon rushed for over 1,600 yards as a member of the Patriots in 2004 and scored 39 touchdowns over three seasons as a Patriot.
Clock killer Corey Dillon.
39 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's a beast.
You give Tom Absolute Brady beast. A 1,600-yard running back and the Tom Brady now, not the developing Tom mm-hmm. Brady then,
mm-hmm.
and some weapons. Now I'm going to go back
Andy Hart is on the clock.
You just hold up.
Yeah, let's go, Hart. There's a clear pattern to what we're doing
here. I have no
here.
Problem stepping on that guy. He called me Andy Fart.
I love that
Screw
guy.
Screw him.
Deservedly so.
Screw voice guy. So I have an all-time great Patriot running back, an all-time great Patriot tight end. The next obvious position is to take an all-time great Patriot receiver. Which one is it? I have two to choose from. Do we get special
You're
teams?
You're stalling.
Do we get special teams
No,
points?
It's offense. How okay. many points are you? Thank God.
Then I'm going with Deion Branch, baby. MVP of the Super Bowl. Wide receiver.
Deion Branch enjoyed two stints with the Patriots, winning three of his four Super Bowl appearances with the team.
Okay.
Right. Rich Keefe is on the clock.
What are you waiting for?
I got this down to two. But I am going to go with, I'm guessing the person that you were probably going to go with, if it wasn't for Deion Branch, that would be going back to the wide receiver here. I'm going to have a nice trio of wideouts. So joining Moss and Edelman will be Patriots Hall of Famer Troy Brown.
Troy Brown played 15 seasons for the Patriots and may or may not be on the Patriots coaching staff.
We're not allowed to say.
Very, very vague about that, yes.
See, the interesting thing there is that Troy was starting to get older under Brady. If you got Troy the whole career under Brady, I always say that would have been a game changer in the comparison of Welker, Edelman, and Brown.
Right.
Dale Arnold is on the clock.
That would have been my choice.
Okay.
Had you not selected him, he was my next choice. So I'm going to go to the running back position. I've got a wide receiver. I've got a tight end. I need a running back. I'm going to go with Kevin Falk.
Mm. Friend of the show.
Kevin Falk joined the show yesterday. You can hear that interview on WEEI.com and the radio.com app.
That's why we're here.
Absolutely crushed it. Not a single stat about him. Not a single anything. How many years he was on the team. Just he was on the show. Make sure you check it out.
The cat murderer is on the clock.
That's you, Dale.
Wow. I'm going to, as my flex pick, I'm going to go with James White.
Ah, man.
James White is entering his sixth season with the Patriots and scored the game-winning touchdown in Super Bowl 51.
That's great value, Dale.
I thought I was getting, as soon as he took Falk, I thought I was getting James White.
He is going to scream past the hell out of opposing defenses.
I know.
Falk and White.
The guy who said Baker Mayfield would win MVP is on the clock.
Last year or ever in his career?
Ever in his career. He might. That's not the book's not closed on Baker Mayfield, guys.
All right, change your words now.
Come on. Man, I really wanted James White, so I need a running back. I'm going to take a running back, and the fans from 20 years ago will enjoy this one. Give me Antoine Smith.
Reach.
No way.
Reach.
That was a beast for them. He was an absolute
Boy Scout
beast.
Didn't even have anything
right.
for you.
Didn't even spell his name right on the list I have.
Well, there's a lot of ways to spell
There
Antoine,
are, and that's not
so
the way he spells his.
No, it's not.
Get a W in there, just if you want to know.
Andy Hart is on the clock.
Okay, see, now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, where I think there are no obvious selections and there's personal preference at play, what kind of team you're trying to build. I am going to go with a guy that I think came up big in big games. Okay. I think he gets overlooked a little bit. I'm putting together an early 2000s Patriots receiving core. I'm going to shock some people. David Givens, wide receiver.
I like David Givens. I don't hate that one.
There's no voice.
There's no voice. It's like in the seventh round when McShay's like,
there's no photo.
By the way, back in the first round, they took so-and-so, who I like
very
much.
I don't have him in any of my books here.
All right.
Ryan Hannibal's punching bag is on the clock.
So now I'm to the point where I can take anything, right? Because I got a running back, a couple wide receivers, a tight end. So my flex position, this is a tough one for me. I am going to go big or go home. I'm going with playoff. Danny Amendola.
Oh, boy.
Danny Amendola won two Super Bowls with the Patriots and burned every bridge on his way out of town.
That's good. Probably true. That's probably true.
Rich Keefe is on the clock.
All right, this is my last pick. I need a tight end. Still plenty of good ones available, but I'm going to go with one of our coworkers. It's tough for me to pick between the two, but he's got the extra Super Bowl ring. So give me Christian Fourier as my tight end.
Christian Fourier won two Super Bowls with the Patriots and is a frequent third host on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Afternoons 2 to 6 on WEEI.
That's the best one so
far.
Nice pick. Couple of Super Bowls there for Fourier.
Dale Arnold is on the clock.
Mr. Irrelevant is the pick now, right?
Yep.
This is it.
So you need to take a wide receiver.
I need to take a wide receiver, and I'm looking at the list that I've got in front of me, and sorry, I love Matthew Slater, but I'm not going there.
Well, you need a gunner.
Of the guys that are left, I'm going to take David Patton.
Yeah? Go on.
David Patton won three Super Bowls with the Patriots and is one of nine players in NFL history to score a passing, rushing, and receiving touchdown in one game.
You know, name the other eight. Walter Payton was the last guy to do it before him.
Yeah, pretty good.
I remember that little stat from 2001.
Mm-hmm.
He was also the guy. Was David Patton the guy knocked out on the sideline when in Buffalo, and it was that controversial call, and he was knocked out, but the ball was touching his legs, so it was out of bounds. It wasn't a fumble.
Might have been.
So we have full rosters. I like my team.
I was
championship.
Yeah, you like your team.
Yeah.
All right.
How could
so
you
let's
not?
Let's break down the rosters on the other side. But first, let's give what's your 5-man squad, Andy.
My squad leads off with Hall of Fame GOAT tight end Rob Gronkowski, franchise record running back Corey Dillon, Super Bowl MVP Deion Branch, clutch playmaker David Givens, and playoff Danny Amendola, baby.
My team, I have Antoine Smith as my running back. Why are you laughing about that? He
won
two Super Bowls. I have Randy Moss, Julian Edelman, and Troy Brown as my wide receivers, and Christian Fourier as my tight end.
Wow.
I just want to know who on Monday is going to break the news to Wiggy that none of us took him.
I almost did, but I went with Fourier.
Would you guys like to hear what it would have sounded like if any of you had picked Wiggy?
Of course I would.
Jermaine Wiggins dropped a key pass in the Snow Bowl and is an internationally renowned linguist.
He also had a sneaky bad drop in Super Bowl 36 where the ball, it was just above his head. He put his hands up triangle and it went right through his hands. Had the safety been a little bit closer, it would have been a pick. It was ugly.
Well, my roster, and again, I'll just stress I picked last. My roster is Wes Welker and David Patton at wide receiver, Aaron Hernandez at tight end, and I don't care which one is running back, which one is flex, Kevin Falk and James White.
All right, so Sean will tweet those out from Dale Keefe, WEEI, on the Twitter, and you can vote which offense with Tom Brady would score the most points between the three, and then we can break down. There's one guy I almost took, but I think in the spirit of the game, I don't know how it would have been viewed. So we can talk about that coming up.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.